Carl had catnapped beside the ragman off and on during the night, stirring at the least sound coming down the alley. He would awaken and sit up for a while to listen. He passed the time absently sawing long clumps of matted hair from the ragman's head, using the steak knife he'd found in the shopping cart. The police car had not come back, and no one had come looking for his dead friend under the stairs behind the upholstery shop. Anonymity had come with darkness. Now the new day was at hand, and with it a keen tension at the idea that he would be out among the public. But people would glance over him, not see who he was, but what he was. And in their minds, people would dismiss him as being beneath their notice. After all, they had more important things on their minds. An accused triple murderer was walking their streets. Carl felt he should move, slowly begin to put some distance between himself and the hospital, and between himself and the corpse under the stairs. The first order of business was to relieve himself, then find something to drink. His throat hurt something awful from the choking snake had given him. He could feel it was all swollen inside. His voice box didn't feel right, and he could barely swallow. The mother of all headaches was banging inside his damaged skull. He crawled, slowly, out from under the stairs on his hands and knees, and worked his way up to standing. A rusted old van with faded blue paint sat parked off to the side of the small loading dock behind the upholstery shop. It looked to have died there. One tire was flat to the rim. The radio antenna had been fashioned from a wire coat hanger. Carl went over to it and relieved himself on the far side of it, then turned the side mirror so he could see himself. The whites of his eyes had turned blood red, the blood vessels bursting as he had struggled for air during the attack. His face was bruised and swollen, his lips split and crusted with blood. He didn't look himself at all, and that was a very good thing for a man in Carl's current position. Taking one matted rope at a time, he shoved the hair he had cut from the dead man's head halfway up under the wool cap, letting the ends trail down his forehead and down the sides of his face, giving himself one more layer of disguise. Pushing the ragman's shopping cart, Carl made his way down the alley, checking in the trash along the way. Some worker had left half a bottle of beer sitting on a vegetable crate behind the diner. Carl helped himself, then climbed up on the dumpster he had hidden in and scored a pork chop bone with some meat still on it and a piece of liver that had dried to the texture of shoe leather. He sunk his teeth into the cold, greasy meat of the pork chop.
"Hey, get out of my trash!"
A squat man in a dirty apron and dirtier thin white undershirt came out the back door of the restaurant. He wore a dingy white knit cap on his head, rolled up on the sides, and a lot of blue tattoos on forearms roped with muscle.
"Get out, you crazy old lice head! Get the fuck out of here!"
Carl threw the pork chop bone in his direction, turned and left, his shopping cart rattling over the pitted, uneven pavement of the alley. At the end, he turned the corner, went around to the front of the block, parked his shopping cart where he could see it, and went inside the diner, through the front door. A large woman, with jet black hair up in a bun and a face like a cigar store Indian, came away from the counter with a ferocious expression and a damp rag in one hand.
"Hey, you, out!"
she shouted. She had an accent he thought might be Greek.